The Blaze Radio Network. On demand.
The collision of common sense and comedy.
This is the collision of common sense and comedy. This is the Morning Blaze with Doc Thompson.
Hi, people are using the hashtag name Doc's son.
Is it trending?
No,
because we're getting a lot of recommendations.
There's a lot of them. They're all fails, or most of them.
What? Our audience?
I'm not naming him Barack.
Jefferson.
Jeremiah Johnson Thompson.
JJJT.
From JJ
Newman.
How about J. Jonah?
Yeah.
I'm going to suggest that to my wife. She'll not know the reference.
And you can call him JJ.
I even said to her, I go, how about just initials? Just random letters. CL. MR. MJ. Whatever.
BM.
That's not going to work so much. I mean, you got to think about these things, initials.
Yeah.
It'd be like having the initials BS.
Right?
You know.
Or with the middle name J.
Brad Staggs.
Let's go with BJ.
Yeah, how do you not know? Listen, every name potentially has something you can mock, right? And I get that. You're not going to be able as a parent to pick a name that's not going to have something to mock. Kids are going to find a way. But there's some more obvious ones you should avoid. Mm-hmm. Like, and there's an entire store, like Costco, whatever, called BJ's.
Yeah.
Yeah. What's wrong with BJ's?
Now that it was great, I bought the membership. I was excited. It did not live up to its reputation.
It never does. It never
does. No, I mean, it's like, guys, you got to know you're going to be... And things coming up, like I knew a, granted this was the early 80s, there was a girl I knew in school, her parents named her Gay. Now I'm sure her parents were very old, and you know, one time she's a very happy girl. See, something happened in the 70s, 70s, late 70s, and definitely into the 80s, Gay became homosexual.
Yeah.
So she, if she hasn't killed herself by now, is wandering around out there with the name Gay. And then I went to work for a lady, worked with a lady in sales. I was early in radio, so this is early or late 80s.
Right.
She would have been probably 50 at the time. Her name was Gay.
This is really interesting you say that. My ex-wife had a beautiful last name, Cruz. Alyssa Cruz. She divorces me, marries a guy. Alyssa Gay.
Oh, Cruz is a good name.
Cruz is a very good name.
It's a Hispanic thing, but it's still good.
So she went from Alyssa Cruz to Alyssa Gay.
Well, if she gets divorced and marries you again, she can be Alyssa Gay Cruz.
That's right. Dum, 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 dum. All aboard!
And funny thing, her current husband, Tyler Gay.
Why haven't you changed that by now? I'm serious. You can't walk around with that last name. I've known some other. There's some other crazy last names out there.
You know what's really funny
that are
about
pretty
this?
Standard. You can.
I'm Steve. Steve Gay.
And in the military, he goes, you know, your last name.
Right.
It's on your uniform.
Oh my.
Oh, see.
Airman Gay. It's Airman just... Gay.
Like six guys are like, yes.
Yes. You don't understand. This kid was the joke. Of the entire squad.
Well, no, you have something like that. And that's the whole point of why I'm saying this. I mean, you saddle someone with the name.
Yes.
And again, you can't always count for it if something... listen, in 1995, if you were somebody that had had the name Monica for 20 years, it got really bad for you.
Yes.
You know, you're like, oh, crud. Now, Monica's kind of faded away again, you know.
You could bring Monica back.
Right. Yeah, you could. Yeah, you're right there. But, I mean, Adolf. Still haven't been able to bring that one back.
Oh, yeah. No. Are you serious?
I don't think Adolf's going to work for you.
I don't think
really?
So.
Really? It won't. Adolf. As long as your last name is not Hitler, you're good.
No, no, no.
Come on.
Adolf's still not there. Another 100 years.
My generation don't know nothing about Adolf Hitler.
Like, what do you think? And I'm being serious here. What do you think when you hear the name Otis? Chris Cruz.
I think of a god.
A god? Okay.
Yeah.
So, good name, bad, or middle ground?
Good.
Okay, so 1 to 10 it for me. 10 being the best, 1 being that's a fail.
7.
Okay. What do you think of when you think of the name Otis?
Walking Dead.
Really?
Yeah.
Because you know what I think of? Drunk.
Wow.
Oh, yeah.
From Andy Griffith.
Yep. That's right.
Andy Griffith's program.
Otis the
town drunk. His name was Otis.
Oh.
So you see what I'm saying? I'm going,
Once again,
the town drunk?
The generation gap is it.
Right. Except he went old.
He was super old.
I went
old.
Young.
You went super young.
What, and what, the god Otis? Yeah. Was he the god of oatmeal? What
He's
is
thinking
he?
Odin, maybe. Odin. But it just reminded him of that.
Yeah. This is the first thing to come to mind.
The Puerto Rican god.
Yeah.
So, Chris says something to me yesterday. We're talking about tattoos.
What is? Oh, really? You want to talk about this?
I got to bring this up because this is, you know, lots of people get tattoos.
Sorry, brother.
Now. I don't have tattoos. Mm-hmm. I don't get tattoos. But if you do, that's fine. I get whatever. But one of the main reasons people get tattoos and what they get on tattoos now is a memorial to somebody.
Yeah, somebody dies.
Somebody dies. They'll get somebody's name. Or even if the person is still alive, they'll get like their children. Okay, cool. They'll get the date their children were born or the date that their mother passed away.
Or the footprint of
Whatever it is, it's something honoring somebody else. Right. It's not just...
That will never go out of style.
Right. I have a dolphin on my underwear line. It's not that.
My underwear line?
That's another story. We'll tell you at a point. Right. So it's not just, you know, I have Mickey Mouse on my foot or a rooster on my knee.
That's another story.
None of those. It's about somebody you know. Mm-hmm. So we're talking about this, and Chris says, my brother got a tattoo.
Yeah, he has multiple tattoos.
To honor Chris.
One honors me.
That's sweet, right? You were in the Air Force.
I was in the Air Force, yes.
And he was like, I respect my brother.
He's younger.
And he's my younger brother.
Brother. And he goes, on my calf, I am going to have Chris's name put.
With the Air Force
With the Air Force, right.
Yeah.
That's really, really nice to honor you.
Yes.
And something I'd never thought about, what if somebody honors you by putting your name on? That's not necessarily comfortable.
It is not, because when my mom told me, she's like, oh my God, you not believe what your brother just did. And I'm like, oh my God, is he okay? Because she's crying. I'm like, is he okay? She's like, you would not believe, he's such a sweet kid. I'm like, what is this? He's like, he got your name tattooed in the back of his calf to honor you. And I'm like,
that's a little weird.
Oh.
How do you react to that?
Oh.
Thank you.
And what
she's like, are you gonna say something? I'm like, thanks. You're such an a-hole. Your brother did. And I'm like, wait a minute. Why are you mad at me?
What'd I do?
What did I do?
I had never thought about this angle of it. Like, usually it's somebody died or your kids. Yeah. And I'm thinking from the perspective of the person who gets it.
Yeah.
Not if you're alive and somebody does this to you. And it's not even a parent. It's a brother. You're like, okay, I'm... Like, I told you, I don't even like to ask... Like, when somebody pays for lunch for me, I'm uncomfortable getting that.
Yeah.
So someone's like, hey, I got your name. Hey,
and here's the thing.
It could be if he ever goes out with someone named Chris.
He's married now.
He's married with a second kid.
Someone named Chris.
Yeah, he has an affair.
Here's the thing. It's not like I did anything. Like, I did not leave the military with honors and a Purple Heart Medal of Honor. No. Actually, they kicked me out because I was too broke.
Too broke?
Broken.
Yes.
You have no money.
Get out. No.
So I'm like, thanks. Then he goes a second round.
Well, I mean,
it's
nice. Listen, you served, and I mean, I respect that. Yeah, I think most people do, but I see what you're saying, though.
That's where it stops, though. I do. I respect that.
Right.
Stop it right there.
But
no trying to,
even
please.
So, well, let's say you won the Medal of Honor, or won, were awarded the Medal of Honor. You're still like, hey, you put my name on your body. That's pretty much permanent.
Well, he won a second round of naming parts of his body.
Oh boy.
Uh-oh.
He put my parents' name, like Joel and Sharon.
One on each wrist?
One in each wrist.
Oh, that's nice.
Okay, and you have other siblings.
And I'm one of five.
Wow. Okay, so they've got to be like...
There's a lot of property on the body.
Right, and he hasn't done that yet.
So
your other siblings are like, okay, I see what's going on here. I see what's... So you got Chris.
And by the way, the funny thing is, like, I'm low standard, and it's not, I haven't done anything spectacular other than join the military and have a kid. That's about it. Because I could even hold a marriage. Hell.
who's getting the left cheek?
Yeah, who's getting the other calf? And then you.
Well, I think that goes to the highest bidder.
I would say, yeah. I mean, if you're the
other
siblings,
not even his first daughter is on his body.
And you're like, hey, you.
Hey, buddy.
Yeah, how do you repay that?
I'm not tattooing my body.
Right, that's what I'm saying. So you're like, hey.
Here's $5.
How do you react to that?
Here's lunch.
What did he say about your reaction?
He's like, okay. not a big emotional guy, you know. But I'm more emotional than him.
Right, but do you think inside he was a little like...
Oh, he probably a little dead inside,
I can't believe he...
He didn't acknowledge me more.
More of this.
Or hitting off for his other calf.
Right, exactly.
You know, like, I'm like, hey,
you didn't get matchies?
We did not get matchies.
Look, there go the Cruz brothers running down the street. Look at the little...
They're really close.
Here's the thing, too. He put Chris.
Right.
He was smart.
That's what I'm saying.
Because it could be a girl's name?
No. His name is Christopher.
That's your name.
No, my name is Christian.
So he put his own name on there?
So he could go Chris both ways.
Okay, there's a whole fail there with your parents, but regardless. Okay.
Oh, hold on. My sister,
Chrissy.
Crystal. My other sister, Christine. My other sister, Chryselis.
Okay.
All with a K?
K.
Oh, well, then he put every sibling in one.
Right,
he's,
they got all of them.
He's going to the other siblings and saying,
he
hey,
has
look,
possible
I,
that
I put your name on my
and
cap.
Really just did his own.
Yes. That's what, there's the answer.
Wow, the Duggars are like, these yeah. families failing here. Because they got the J's.
Uh-huh.
Your parents didn't stop at K. Hey.
I did. They went K-R-I-S.
Hey, Chris.
We need another one.
What?
Chris, hello? Your mom's pregnant. Chris Cross will be born this September. Wow, that's...
They save on monograms.
Kind of a one-trick pony. So you're saying that when it comes to the baby names, I should just pretty much go like Tiger, Tigerson, Tigert. Yeah.
Yep.
Something like
you
this.
Just use the first three letters of the name and just add something else.
Right. That's what I was like, wow. Isn't it, who's the boxer? Didn't he name all of his kids after himself? George Foreman?
George Foreman. George Jr. and George the Second and Third and Fourth.
Well, see, no, that's lazy. At least my parents are creative.
How? It all starts with Chris.
Yeah, they just added Shen.
A suffix.
All you had to do is Tame, yeah, but it's like, Paul, okay, we just need to come up with Sellis. Half a name. It doesn't matter
which,
what it is.
Which suffix are you?
Wow. That's, so does everybody go by Chris?
No, only me.
What do they go by?
My brother goes by Prieto.
Okay, now this is like my wife, right?
Yeah,
okay.
It's completely. And then
what is Pietro?
Prieto's black. Because he's the black one in the family.
Your brother's black?
Really?
Yeah, he's really black.
How did your father feel about this?
Well, here's the thing. Puerto Ricans, our baby making is really weird because the baby could come out blue eye blonde. Or black.
Yeah, you got a lot of different DNA paths there.
Yeah.
Well, so what about your other siblings?
Crystal is Jaila.
Which is?
It's just a name,
Jaila. Okay.
It's my dad's favorite. My dad's favorite Spanish singer.
Oh,
female
okay.
Spanish
okay,
singer.
That's fine.
Yeah.
Who
did you say
like
it was?
Booze.
Who?
Jaila.
My sister. I went to J-Lo.
Yeah. It's my dad's favorite brand of tequila. That's what I thought you were going for.
And Chi-Chi is Christine.
Chi-Chi?
Yep.
Like Chi-Chi. The restaurant?
Yeah.
Is that your mom's favorite restaurant?
No.
Like the golfer, Chai-Chai Rodriguez.
Oh, Chai-Chai Rodriguez. I remember him. Yeah. Very solid. Thank you, Les Nessman.
Uh-huh. And Chryselis is Puchunguita.
Oh, how many times have I said that today alone?
That's a longer name. Your nicknames are not supposed to be longer. Nicknames are shorter.
Oh,
that's like, do you ever realize that? How do they get, you know, like sometimes you go shorter name, like Jonathan, you go John. Mm-hmm. How is Jack a nickname for John?
I've never understood.
Same number of letters
and
completely different.
I didn't know Jack was so
for Yeah, because they'll go John F. Kennedy. They'll call him Jack Kennedy sometimes.
Oh, I didn't know that.
What?
Yeah.
It's same
never
letters.
Understood that one either. I don't
How is that a shortened one?
No idea.
It's like your name's Steve. We're going to call you San Padre. What? I don't know. What's that mean? Well, it's a standard nickname for it.
Yeah.
It's just nuts. I don't mean to break in. This is The Morning Blaze.
This is The Morning Blaze with Doc Thompson.
The Blaze Radio Network.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-803-6951.
Morning Blaze with Doc Thompson.
So I had some interesting suggestions for naming my son. My wife is pregnant. We know it's a boy. He'll be born in December. And I actually stupidly thought, okay, maybe some people come up with some good historical things I hadn't thought about or whatever.
Right.
It was really early. Yeah. It was early. And my wife, she had just sent me, I get on the air and I'm on like 5 minutes and she starts sending me a list of names. And she's on the air right now too. And I'm like, okay, you know, I'm kind of working there. You got a little teleprompter. I got a little work harder here. You know, you're just reading some words.
Yeah.
Oh, that was insulting.
She just sits there,
you know. Reads. So I'm like, okay, I got to head off some of these. I need to give her some names. Otherwise, we're going to end up going with something crazy here, something stupid. So I'm like, hey, maybe there's some good historical stuff. And this went awry quickly. Wolfgang Amadeus, according to Dead Last TMB listener.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm. Wolfgang would not be horrible.
No, Wolfgang it Puck. Wolfgang, that's what I could think of.
That's Wolfie, what I think of, which sucks.
You
but
call him Wolfie.
But didn't you say that's Eddie Van Halen's?
It's Eddie Van Halen's son. But
although he's got to be 30 now?
Yeah.
David tweeting GB Thompson.
I like that.
KC Thompson.
Mm-hmm. I like that.
Milo Y Thompson.
I like that.
Yiannopoulos, I guess.
Yes.
DT Thompson.
I like that.
Covfefe Thompson.
I like that even better.
And as soon as I saw this, I was like, I guarantee you there are dozens of people who name their kid Covfefe.
Yes.
In the next year.
Yes.
And then Chris says, it's already happened.
Yes. This lady posted a picture on her Instagram, and according to the Instagram, said she had five names, and the one that they went for was Covfefe.
That's what and if she didn't, somebody's going to do it. It's probably already on a birth certificate, because Covfefe was a couple weeks ago, right?
Oh boy, I bet it was a month ago.
A month ago.
Yeah,
it was.
Yeah.
So why wouldn't it over the next year? And someone's going to be MAGA.
Oh yeah.
That's probably already happened.
MAGA, yeah.
And there's going to be probably another Trump Thompson, or Trump is the first name.
Trump is the first name, yeah. Trump. That'd be pretty cool. Trump
Thompson. Wow, that's good tease there.
TT. Trump Thompson.
Wow.
TT.
If I thought he was doing a better job, that wouldn't be horrible.
Yeah.
You know, one thing I forgot to tell about you guys about my family names, my brothers and sisters' name, our initials are KJRC, all five of us.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Great radio station.
Mm-hmm. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. Great radio station.
Where was it?
I don't know.
Oh, just good callers.
Yeah.
Droid 1791 tweeting, Brian Andrew Carl Oliver Nicholas Thompson.
That's great. That's, you know, brilliant. We have a winner.
Brian B. Andrew A.
Did you just hit Carl, the stapler?
Carl C. O. Oliver Nicholas. The acronym is Bacon Thompson.
Yep. I like that.
There it is.
You had me at Bacon. We could just go by Bacon.
That took some time. You know, Droid. You took some time to write that out.
I kind of like this 100th level mystic tweeted Stringfellow Hawk Thompson.
You get the audaciousness
of Stringfellow.
Stringfellow. My wife likes some of that.
And Hawk. It doesn't matter what you name him.
No, it's Hawk for you forever.
Yep.
So what is this GIF from? Is this from Simpsons or something?
That's Family Guy. Family Guy is the Griffin.
Griffin, I didn't see it there. Yeah. Oh, Meg Griffin, got it. Okay, it says Megan, and you see Peter writing over the N, so it's Mega, and then Tron.
Megatron.
He's writing minutes.
See, that's good.
What about Megatron?
Wasn't Megatron the evil one though?
No, Megatron's a good one.
Yeah.
It's Optimus Prime, isn't it?
Oh well, maybe Megatron is the bad one.
Shut up.
No, he's a good one. He's the good one.
You're a goof. I can't believe you're doing this to me. I was like,
he's the good one.
It's a good one.
I already feel like I'm out of a loop with pop culture. You're killing me here. I was like,
forgot about
what's
that.
The bad guy's name?
Starscream. Starscream.
Bumblebee.
No. Khan, the good guy from Star Trek. You know, Khan. The really good guy.
Now, I know that one. I'm aware of the wrath of Khan. How about Montebond?
Ricardo
Montebond.
Fine Corinthian leather. You know he's dead?
Aww.
Yeah. Yeah. Susan B. Thompson. It's a boy. Maybe you don't care. Maybe he's going to identify as a girl.
What's wrong with, really? It is 2017. Come on.
Call from had a baby. It's a boy.
Somebody tweeting Billy Ocean Thompson.
What about DJ for Doc Jr.?
You don't know who Billy Ocean is, do you?
Billy Ocean Thompson.
Caribbean Queen?
Caribbean Queen.
Why would I know that?
I don't know, but... Hey, Ocean. How about Ocean?
That's a gay guy. That's a gay guy.
That's one of the girls.
The gay guy. Oh my God, he's a singer. Isn't he Ocean something?
Billy Ocean, we just said.
No.
Welcome to the show.
No. Yeah, thanks for following along. You're really picking up the baton of Cal today.
That must be that chair.
Wow. Al Jazeera, no. New York Avenue, no. Jordan Bell. Okay, these are not working. This is not working at all.
Oh, Frank Ocean.
What? From where? What?
The Morning Blaze with Doc Thompson on the Blaze Radio Network.
Story about immigrant farm workers. Well, first of all, it's listed on CBS, the headline, Immigrant Farm Workers Arrested After Ben and Jerry's March.
The ice cream?
Yeah.
Okay.
Which, by the way, they're headquartered in Vermont. Incredibly progressive state.
Oh, well, yeah, look who the senator is.
Exactly. And look who the other senator is. Oh, my gosh.
Who's the other senator?
I can't think of his name. He's the president. No, he's not president pro tem because Republicans are in control. I'm drawing a blank. He's such a goof. Anyway.
Patrick Leahy?
Yeah, Leahy. That's who it is. Leahy and...
Since 1975?
Yes. Yes, he's 107.
At least Bernie Sanders got in office in 2007.
Right. Yeah, Leahy's horrible. So you got those two guys. And then Ben and Jerry's is an incredibly progressive company. Those two are nuts.
Yeah, we talked about the ice cream.
Right. So immigrant farm workers arrested after Ben and Jerry's march. They were not marching with Ben and Jerry's, against Ben and Jerry's. So that's the headline from CBS. Let me read it for you. To you. Two immigrant dairy farm workers have been arrested on immigration charges after marching to Ben and Jerry's factory in Vermont to call for better pay and living conditions on farms that give milk to Ben and Jerry's. Now, based on Ben and Jerry's, what they claim, either these people are out of their mind because Ben and Jerry's really cares about those people, or it's a big lie. Either way, there's a progressive failure here and possibly multiple ones. Let me read again. Two, immigrant dairy farm workers have been arrested on immigration charges.
Illegals?
Yes!
Oh!
You keep putting immigrant... CBS, you dirtbags.
They are immigrants.
But it's not the most...
No.
Exactly.
The illegal immigrant.
Exactly. There is
the
huge difference, especially in today's political world. You're not a good reporter there.
No.
Because you're intentionally or stupidly blurring the lines.
Yes.
Ignorantly blurring the lines because it's not descriptive enough.
And then you make it sound like police are just arresting immigrants.
Right.
Which is not true.
Mm-hmm.
They're arresting illegal immigrants.
Right. So that's the first failure here. Then look at the next one. These people are marching for better conditions at the job that they are doing while illegally in America. Mm-hmm. What? You have invaded a foreign country. Your status is unlawful, illegal. You're not supposed to be working here. If illegal, you brazenly, the arrogance is a whole separate issue.
Oh, yeah.
March because you're not being treated fairly while you have taken the job that a legal resident or American could be doing.
Well, Doc, you know, you haven't heard of complaining, you know, because if I take something from you illegally, you know, I'm going to complain because I expect it to be high quality.
Chris is like, I stole your phone and this is only an iPhone 5.
Yeah,
what's up with that?
Like, what the hell?
Get a better phone. Come on, man. Get a better phone that I can steal. What? Are you crazy?
Here's the thing. If I wasn't illegal and I was here illegally and I got a job at Ben and Jerry's, I would not be complaining.
I would. Not initially. Like no. 5-10 years ago,
yeah.
I would have been like... Okay, I'm doing the job. Just shut the hell up.
Yeah.
Keep making ice cream. Keep making
ice
cream.
Yeah, exactly. Let me just give you the milk. But now,
I'd completely throw it out there. We had a president knowingly welcome and invite an illegal to sit in his box at the State of the Union address.
Yeah.
In today's world, just put it out there.
Well, in today's world, they're no longer illegal here. They're just immigrants.
Right. That's how they've blurred the lines. I had dinner with one of my bosses the other night, I told you. And it's not the big guy, Glenn, but another one who has known Glenn for many years. And he works here. He does many different things, overseas radio, and also has his own businesses. The guy has been prolific in this industry for 30 whatever years, reaching really the pinnacles of what he does in multiple other companies. I mean, it doesn't get much more successful in his industry. He consults other radio stations. He has his own stations. He runs the Blaze Radio for Glenn.
He creates programs.
He is a talent coach. Mm-hmm. And he has reached the pinnacle of the managerials in other companies.
Yeah.
So he gets it, right? We're having dinner and he goes, you start talking about our motivations. And I said, I had an idea 10, 15, 20 years ago, and I work for a company, that this has to be about making people's lives better. And I wanted our promotions to be centered around that, to be helping people, help them do better in their lives. I know that's a broad statement, but just to do better. What do you need? How can I help make your life better? And the station was already successful, so we could have, you know, kind of been trendsetters with this stuff. And the people didn't get it, and I just, okay, fine. And after all that time, I realized that's where we all need to be living always. As companies, as individuals, as conservatives, as libertarians, do what we can to make the lives better of people we care about, others, whatever. I mean, that's what we're called to do as Christians. That's just a simplified way to say it. And I started talking to him about this. And he said, Doc, that's why I do this. He told me the story of being asked many years ago to downsize a guy while his newborn son was in intensive care.
Wow.
And it was a pretty ugly situation for the guy. And the guy was... I wasn't, you know, like a manager, wasn't making great money, and was a really hard worker and a good guy. And he said, I put my job on the line back then years ago. He said, because they wanted me to fire this guy with no regard to who he is, what he was going through. It wasn't about the people. He said, and I paused and I told them, we are going to be judged on how we handle this situation. When we meet our maker, we are going to be judged on how we handle this right now. And he said, and I'm telling you right now, I'm not firing the guy. He said, I am going to do the right thing. And he said, that's what my motivations are. He said, my grandfather came to America from Italy with the stick and a bag. The bag on the stick with his clothes in the bag, slung over his shoulder. That's it. It's the Ellis Island. It's the immigrate to America because you're looking for freedom and you're looking for opportunity. You get the idea. You get the message. He said his father worked for decades in the auto industry in Michigan. So first immigrant, you know, guy immigrates here, poor, raises a son who has a steady, good, comfortable, solid, dependable job for 40 years as a first generation, able to reach that middle, upper middle class lifestyle. And his grandson reached the pinnacle of success as a business owner. And I mean, he's got, you know, a little bit of money, having, you know, owned a business and operated and been smart with his investments, to reach a whole different level, two generations. Where else can that happen? Where else can a person, not just poor, because it's not just about economics, it's not about how much money you have, it's about your status in society, in most of the world and throughout history. You're a duke or a duchess or an earl, right? Or you're a serf. Where else in the world and throughout history can a person with no money at the lowest, urchin, serf, dirty street dweller can change their life just because they have an idea and ambition? And within a generation, have your lineage become wealthy and powerful and successful? Where else can that happen? Nowhere. He said, that's why I do this. He said, when I realize that's what America is, I want to help other people become that, do that. He said, that's my motivation. That's why I work with you and other people to try to help you. How far removed is that attitude and that story from these people in Vermont? I get your motivations. You want a better life. It's horrible wherever you are. And you know what? If it's bad enough, I may even be willing to break the law and cross a border. But I'd be doing everything I could to try to get right with it and make that wrong right. You know, it was an emergency situation. I was literally going to be killed if I didn't flee. Most people, that's not the case. But even if that was the case, I'm going to do everything I can to make amends for it. And that's not just, hey, I pay my taxes, I'm a good person now. It's you did wrong there. You got a debt you got to pay. But to then go and march arrogantly that your conditions are not good enough when this country exists for the purpose of helping people and you weren't even willing to take the help on the terms the country has provided that has done so much good in the world. It's beyond arrogance. It's the ultimate arrogance. That's not caring about other people. That's not even caring about your family. That's caring about yourself. This is The Morning Blaze.
The Morning Blaze with Doc Thompson.
The Blaze Radio Network.
Relief Factor is the all-natural, anti-inflammatory, helping lots of Blaze audience members and people here at the Blaze deal with their chronic pain by dealing with the inflammation. Most pain is a symptom of inflammation in our bodies, and the problem is prescribed narcotic pain relief often just masks the problem and doesn't really fix it. And then you get all the side effects that the prescription pain medication comes with. It's expensive, and it's something that you have to keep going back to the doctor. Back to the doctor and getting the prescription. Why not try something else? Try Relief Factor. Isn't it worth at least the try? You can get a 3-week quick start pack for just $19.95. That should be plenty for you to begin to see the wonderful effects of getting rid of that inflammation and pain in your body. Because most new users usually see relief within 7 to 10 days. Relief Factor, this quick start pack, will give you 3 weeks for just $19.95. If you want to find out more, just go to relieffactor.com. It's relieffactor.com. You can also call 800-500-8384. That's 800-500-8384 for Relief Factor. Alrighty, that is it, ladies and gentlemen, the end of the Morning Blaze. But before we go, as always, let's find out what we learned today. We learned $45,000 is not nearly enough money to be around Kim Kardashian and Kanye West. Even for a moment.
Not even the extra five?
You get a bonus.
I would rather endorse a car driven by Michael Moore, Doc Thompson, for the new Chevy Michael Moore, than be around Kim Kardashian and Kanye West for a moment.
Yeah, that doesn't sound very...
And then pro-criminal tip number 216, steal things of value. Pro-criminal tip number 1239, don't wear stuff that will impede your escape. Pro-criminal tip number 891, don't get videotaped committing crimes.
Are you not recycling your what you learned today?
What are you talking about?
You said those.
I did. I always do. Where have you been? We learned that welcome in the Friday the Leftovers. Show. The pro-crip...
Don't give me that whole welcome to the show.
You are... This
it's
is
the
Cal.
Chair. It's the
is
chair.
Is it that chair? You're in Cal's is. Chair today.
It it's the chair.
Holy... Is it the light when you're maybe in that chair? I've done this forever.
It's like
we learned in the Friday Leftovers. I bring you the pro-criminal tip number... Okay.
Wow.
We learned face down water meditation is also known as suicide. Yeah. And we learned Nancy Pelosi is a master legislator.
Master in disguise.
Nancy Pelosi. Kirk, spinning the dials, radio style, dials, text, morning. What, if anything, did you learn today?
What I learned today is I found a name for Doc's son. Oh, is no. Glenn. Obviously. Glenn Thompson.
Is there a promotion in it for me? Okay.
Does it come with a check?
Son, you were named after a wonderful, wonderful thing. More money.
More. Yeah. Yeah.
You know he can hear you, right?
He's not listening to me right now. He's learned to tune me out. It's like sitting in that chair. All right. Brad Staggs, what, if anything, did you learn today?
Well, I learned that your new son will be named Hawk.
Hawk, and regardless, it.
Of what his name is, it's Hawk. I also learned that Chris Cruz's parents loved suffixing.
They do. They're big suffixers from back in the day. Chris Cruz, what, if anything, did the listeners learn today?
You got Andrew Richardson learning your brother goes both ways, Chris. Does it run in the family?
He does. Well, I think we know that.
Liberty Mail also tweeted out, name Doc's son, cover all your bases, Doc. Prius Trump Spirit Thompson.
Oh, I like that. It kind of rolls off the tongue.
Yep. Yes. And finally, Doc Ship tweeting out a suggestion for you. Inigo Montoya Thompson.
Inigo Montoya.
My sister, who's now deceased, I should have really told this story. She, I don't know, she was a troubled free spirit. A lot of drugs. Anyway, she comes to us one day and she goes, I'm thinking of changing my name.
Oh, boy.
And I said, really, what? She goes, Paprika.
I like that.
Out of nowhere. And then we're all like, good for you. Let's just move on.
Happy.
All right. This sucks. I just realized I forgot those new numbers on procrastination.
Wow.
Here's what I'm going to do. I'm leaving myself a note right now, and I'll do a Monday morning. What else do we have coming up Monday morning in the big
new
show?
New sponsors. So we got big news, something about NASCAR.
Oh, this is really cool. What does Glenn have coming up on his radio program?
Friday, Bill O'Reilly.
Oh, nicely done. What is Glenn wearing today?
A big smile.
You know why?
Why?
Because he's back, baby. He's back.
He is back.
Little inside baseball, but he's back, baby. Remember, the Morning Blaze is today a Chris Cruz production. Six Semper Tyrannis. Good night, Steve Cannon.
Wherever you are.
Anya, now you go home. By the way, I say that every day.
The Morning Blaze with Doc Thompson. Part of Generation Blaze on the Blaze Radio Network.